You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Early voting has begun in Russia's parliamentary election amid rising tensions with the West. The United States has already said it will not recognize the outcome of parliamentary voting in Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday. Stefan Boss has the story.
Most Russians were to vote later on Sunday, but in a country spanning 11 time zones, at least some already cast ballots in an election dominated by President Vladimir Putin supporters. The West is closely monitoring voting for the 450 parliamentarians expected to occupy seats in the State Duma, or lower house, for the next 5 years. The outgoing Duma had just a handful of legislators opposing President Putin. Opposition figures and Western officials have expressed concern over possible wrongdoing. Evidence of vote rigging already sparked mass protests after the 2011 elections, and worries remain over the plight of opposition leaders. Yet ahead of Sunday's election, President Putin urged all Russians to trust the vote would be free and fair.
Воскресенье, 18 сентября, нам вместе предстоит избрать.
In televised remarks, Putin says, "Dear citizens of Russia, on Sunday, September 18th, together we will elect a new composition of the State Duma. The elections of deputies for legislative assemblies and heads of executive departments will be held in many regions across the country. The electoral campaign is coming to an end." He claims that all its participants have gained equal terms aimed at an open, fair contest, so they could outline their position on various problems and offer solutions. The electorate could objectively assess and compare the programs, goals, actions, and achievements of the parties and candidates. Critics disagree. And the United States has expressed concern that for the first time, Russia is holding elections to its parliament in Crimea, which it annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Washington warned that it would not recognize those elections. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said in a statement that the peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine and warned that Crimea-related sanctions against Russia would remain until it returns control of Crimea to Ukraine. Kiev called the elections completely illegitimate and expressed concern about the many troops in Crimea. Despite Russia's tensions with the West over the conflict in Ukraine and Syria, as well as massive economic difficulties, some commentators have called the election campaign the most boring in recent memory. Widespread reported voter apathy suggested that turnout could be low. First exit polls were expected late Sunday. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.